Director of Football at the Gold Coast Suns, Marcus Ashcroft. On that cheery note, Marcus, welcome to the program.
Good evening, lads. You never like to hear those sort of stories, do you?
No, you don't. Is your squad of 40... I know it's you're up on the Gold Coast, so it's only quarter to six. Do you feel like just tucking him in bed for the night and just saying, under no circumstances, get out of bed until tomorrow?
Yeah, no, luckily they're all finished for the night, Tony, so they're at home now getting ready for dinner. But yeah, this time of year, you don't like to have injuries, and I guess every club has some injuries, but when they're long-term like that, it really does deflate what you're doing after a long pre-season.
Yeah, there's so much to talk about the Suns, and so much is expected. The brand of football they play, everyone loves. I'll start a little bit left of centre because there's a young man who I think is a ripping young fellow for starters, but I think he's an exquisite talent that the league hasn't seen, and that's young Tommy Nicholls. How's his progression from injury, and is he ready to go in 2015?
Yeah, he is, Tony. He's had a really good pre-season, Tommy. Since Christmas, he hasn't missed a session. So great news for Suns fans and for Tommy especially, because he has had a couple of years of injury interruption, and I think he's only averaged 10 games over the last 3 years. So he hasn't played much footy, but for him this year, he's had a good pre-season, and he'll play next weekend against Geelong in our first NAB Cup game.
Well, Marcus, I guess the other question to go on top of that is how is Zach Smith? Because he's obviously the other ruckman. He was, came into the competition an absolute gun. We know he had some knee problems. How's his pre-season going? Because these two young guys together, as Tony said, is unbelievably exciting for you guys.
Yeah, Zach's had a similar pre-season. He hasn't stopped training since the last game, obviously with that long-term knee injury. So he's really motivated to get there and start playing some more footy. And like Tom, hasn't missed a session since the Christmas break, and those two will be fighting for that number one ruck position right from the very get-go next weekend. So we're very fortunate at this point. Touch wood that both of our ruckmen are fit playing and training well.
You had to go through the quite painful issue of coach replacement. Rodney Eade's now been at the club. Marcus, what invigoration, what special things has Rodney Eade brought to the group so far in his short tenure?
Well, I guess if everyone knows Rocket, he's one of a kind and one of those guys that's been at two AFL clubs now and has really got some great experience. He's one of those guys that's to the point, really hard in his stance on values and expectations, which have been set by him in the playing group. But he'll also wrap his arm around you and have a bit of fun with you. He's a bit of a larrikin as well. So I think he's got the balance of both. And so far, our guys are motivated and really enthused to play well for Rocket. They're training well under him right now, and I guess we're now looking forward to seeing how that comes out when games start next weekend.
Marcus, just looking at the side at the moment and just looking at how many games have played, you guys have done it so well over the last few years to give everybody game time, and now we're looking at the majority of your young list playing 50, 60-plus games. I mean, this is the time now when you expect to see that really come through in their game.
Yeah, we hope so, Moons. And I guess there's no excuses now where most of our guys are entering their fifth year in the AFL, and most of the guys have been there or entering their sixth year, having come in the VFL year back in 2010 as 17-year-olds. We've just only recently re-signed Matt Shaw and Trent McKenzie, but they're the core of that group where when their contracts come up for renewal again in the next two or three years, they would have been here for 8 years, and they're 25, 26-year-olds. So we're approaching that stage now where there's no excuses. They've had enough time. They've played some footy. They've had enough years in the system to really be elite and I guess, cope with the pressures of the week-to-week competition that AFL is.
One player I really want to know about, and I love watching him play, and it's Sam Day. I think he can play either end. He can play in the ruck. We saw that late last year. What position do you envision him playing this year? Is he more forward for you guys, or looking at your side, you've got May and Thompson down back, do you need that third tall, or is McKenzie that third tall for you?
Yeah, well, I guess that's the benefit we have, is that flexibility, and for Sam to, I guess, play each week, we know he can play at both ends of the ground. He's even pinch hit in the ruck over the last 12 months as well. So I know Sam would love to play forward, and most players do, but if he can also do the job down back if there's an injury and the team needs him, then that's only going to be good for his development and good for him to get a game each week at the time.
Nick Melcheski, Marcus, how good has he been since he's walked into the club? We're talking about a premiership player, one of the best, probably the best halfback flanker in the game at the moment. What experience has he brought, and has he helping the likes of Gary? Because we know Gary's not a huge, you know, boisterous person, but I'm pretty sure Nick is.
Yeah, he's been fantastic. I mean, you know Gary very well, and you're right in that description. Nick's very vocal at training. You know where he is all of the time because he's very loud, and I guess that coupled with Nick's leadership and being part of a good program at Sydney for so many years, and you're right, he is a reigning All-Australian halfbacker, so he's at the peak of his powers right now, and he's coming to the side and just been fantastic for our group when he's trained out in the track, but also off-field in just driving our hard standards and expectations around what we stand for as a club, and we're expecting Nick to add great value once the game starts.
He did actually say, though, part of the leadership group, but he did actually say some things needed changing, and he didn't say they were major, but specifically, can you give us one thing that Nick Malcheski, with fresh eyes, thought the Gold Coast group had to change to get to his standards, his expectations?
Yeah, I think, obviously, Sydney being a mature group, our group's getting to that stage, and just being able to have the courage to challenge and stand by what the guys have actually set as standards and expectations. I think, as all young footballers do when they grow up, is to be able to differentiate between like and respect. Mm-hmm. And we love it that all of our guys are good mates, but when the pressure's on, can they challenge and also understand that it's not personal, it's more about getting the team and then being individually better. So I think that's what Nick was referring to, and he's really leading that right now, and we're seeing his experience and his leadership rub off on the rest of our group.
A couple just to finish up with. In hindsight, were there some benefits to come from Gary's absence in the last half a dozen games?
I think so, and I think we have to look at it in that way. Everyone will refer to the fact that we didn't win a game of footy, but the leadership that Tom Lynch showed to actually go out there and captain some games from with David Swallow and Dion Prestia, those guys stood up under immense pressure. We had a lot of injuries that time of year, and we played credibly as the year finished off. So to see those guys lead under real pressure, it gave a lot of the players that are on the fringe a chance to come out and get some games of footy. So I think we look at the positive, and we have to as a club, and also the positive with that is that Gary hasn't played any footy for a long time now, so he's really motivated and keen to get back out there and play some footy again.
Well, I guess that's the obvious question now, Marcus. How is the great man? How is the shoulder?
Oh, he's fine. And you've seen Gary do a lot of pre-season moves. He's done more running in this pre-season than he ever has, I think. And I think he's as fit as he'll ever be.
Must be out of contract.
You're right there. And, but his shoulder's come along well. He's on track in his rehab program, and you know he'll be right to play some NAB Cup footy at the right time.
Terrific to talk to you as always, Marcus. Fabulous pen picks of what is happening at the Gold Coast. You are going to be players this year. Good to talk again. We'll see you as the season goes on. The Director of Football at the Gold Coast Suns, Marcus Ashcroft.